Blog Talk Radio.
In a sight live around the world, and tonight's show, I guess you could say it's a follow-up from last night's show. Last night was the nursing home program, and we got to thinking, how many people are trapped in nursing homes throughout this country who have never been offered a service dog, who love dogs, and who could benefit from having a service dog. Now, the resources are there, but they're not being used in the right way. The service dog schools don't reach out to people in nursing homes and bring in the service dogs and try to interest people or ask anyone if they're interested in a service dog. I've never known that to happen. Inner Sight is reaching out to you know, if anyone knows of anyone in the nursing home who would like to have a service dog and who's disabled, let us know. We'll do the best we can. So it's just another way that the money is not being used properly to help someone, you know, who could have a guide dog or a service dog. And the money would be there to feed the dog if the nursing home wasn't robbing people. And that's exactly what it's like. Because they don't believe that people are worthy of life. They don't believe that people should have an opportunity to improve themselves. If they did, they wouldn't carry on like that. They wouldn't have policies like they do. They wouldn't take away people's apartments and their dwelling, their living places. So everybody knows that dogs comfort people, help people. Even the so-called regular pet dog is known for that, to lower blood pressure and to comfort people and to help them in a natural way. There's a lot of dogs that pick up immediately that someone is disabled, and they bond with them, and they start helping them. We certified 3 or 4 service dogs already that came out of that mold, that the person trained them on their own best they could, and then we came along and sort of built on that and enhanced on that. Had a woman on the show the other night, Mary, with Luna, who we certified. Now, Luna, I would venture to say, undoubtedly helped Mary to stay out of a nursing home because it gave her a reason to live, to function, to partner with Luna. And that's really what it's all about. And that's what people are being robbed of in nursing homes. Now, you've heard us say many times, why aren't the home health aides being brought in to the nursing homes to help the person what they need? Now, one of those needs could be with their service dog. You know, help the person get out the door with the dog, so the dog can relieve itself. Help with the feeding, maybe. You know, and so on and so forth. No one should be denied a service dog who can use one and benefit from it. I don't care if they're in a nursing home or where they are. You know, it's very, very important that people have their rights. And here's another case where the Americans with Disability Act does not protect you. What is the ADA doing for the thousands or perhaps millions of people who are in nursing homes who would like service dogs and can't get them?
Exactly.
Because the agencies won't do a damn thing about it.
That's true.
So what good is this ADA?
Yeah.
It says that anyone can train a service dog. So why can't the person in the nursing home be aided to train the service dog or be taught to train the service dog? The ADA says anybody can train a service dog. Well, why aren't they reaching out to the thousands upon thousands of people in nursing homes who could maybe benefit from a service dog? See, the whole thing is hinged on the wrong type of setup, the wrong attitude on the part of the nursing home, because the nursing home doesn't believe that people are worthy of life. And that's why they take away everything. That's why they take their money, their home. That's why a person can't get a service dog. Because of the horrible attitude that is being conducted by the nursing home. People should not be denied the right to a service dog. When I was, my daughter is, 36 now. Mm. She was born. We had one hell of a time because the hospital didn't want to let us in with the guide dog, which was part of the Le Mans, the focal point of my girlfriend. We had to fight. We had to sue 15 hospitals.
Wow.
And one finally let us in.
Yeah.
So it shows you that these things can be done.
Yeah, they can.
If people stand up for their rights and fight for them,
mm-hmm.
it can be done. It's the same thing with service dogs in these nursing homes.
True.
You know, you've got to modify these stupid rules. You got to bring in the home health aides who can help their client to work with the dog. You know, to maybe do some light handling of the dog if need be in the beginning. So we urge these agencies to change their stupid ass policies and start reaching out to people in nursing homes. Who may want service dogs. Because it's very important. And it's just another way of people being denied without a law to protect them.
Also denied of their right to a service dog or anything in that manner. I mean, it's not right doing that.
No, you can't apply for a service dog when you're in a nursing home.
No, you can't. It's denying you the right.
To us, you can.
Yeah.
But not to the regular school.
Nope.
They won't service you as far as I know. And as far as I know, I've never heard of it. So
makes me want to convince one of our nursing home friends who, you know, that we talked about earlier to go in and just say, hey, I need a service, and see what they would do.
Yeah, well, people should apply.
Yeah, they should.
They should apply. We urge people
right.
who want a service dog, if you're disabled, to apply
mm-hmm.
to any number of schools.
That's right.
And see the kind of response you get.
That'd be an interesting response.
And then call us.
Let us know.
And we'll advocate for you.
Exactly.
See, that's what needs to be done. Now, in a lot of cases, the families may have to help.
That's right.
Because a lot of people in these nursing homes can't take the initiative.
Yeah.
You know, because
it's too dependent
so
on
much.
People. Yeah.
What?
Exactly.
I can't hear you.
I said they could be too having trouble with just the regular stuff, let alone add a service dog. You have to be mindful of the person who's actually doing it as well. The other person might, you know, if you were to wait a little longer, maybe the person would eventually, you know, be ready. You know, because of physical therapy and all that, ready to handle a service dog. I mean, these are the things you just gotta.
Well, they're
you
not
know, that
they're certainly
them.
Not being offered.
No, they're not.
They're not being evaluated. You know.
In that manner. Nope.
Do you want a service dog? Would you ever consider having a service dog?
That's
this
correct.
Is what the dog. This is what the dog would do for you. Being,
I was
being
never told all
approach
four
like that.
Nursing homes, all four nursing homes that I was in, okay, I was told the same thing. But you have to wait till you get out, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who made that rule?
Yeah, I don't know. And it's so crazy because when you get out, you're doing a whole lot of other physical therapy type of things, and yet they don't include you in that decision. They just make it for you. It's just even
if
worse.
Service dogs are allowed to go anywhere under the law, which they are,
right.
Why do you have to wait till you get out?
Their rule, not the person's rule.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Their rule. It doesn't
According
make sense.
According to the human rights law, a service dog is allowed to go anywhere. You know, you got the state,
yeah, right?
And you got the federal.
True.
So for them to say you got to wait till you get out of the nursing home, that's a contradiction.
It is, and it also is not them wanting to take any liability or anything. They're too scared, you know, of the person, say, falling or whatever the case may be. That's
well,
why they throw
gotta,
everybody in a wheelchair.
They got to make provision for that.
Yes, they do.
You know, anybody can fall.
That's right.
They got to make provision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why don't they let the home health aides come in and help the person?
Exactly. That's something
you know.
That they won't think of right away.
Or let the person be trained with a companion dog with the wheelchair.
Yeah, that's right.
That way they don't have
they
to
won't
worry
do that
about
either.
Them falling.
That's right. But they don't do that either, which is crazy.
It's an excuse.
Yeah.
They're
it
taking
is an excuse.
Advantage
it's a crazy excuse.
of people.
They certainly are.
Really what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it's about.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004, Adopt an Akita, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and we urge you to check their email, Big East, that is Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. Is the email for the Big East. All right, nobody stopped on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food? Now, there's a thing right there where people in the nursing home could feed their dogs.
That's right.
Just call Gary and he'll bring the food over.
Yeah, that's right. You could also be taught by the, what do you call, schools while you're in the nursing home. You go to physical therapy, you go to occupational therapy. Why can't you have mobility training while you're there? I don't see anything wrong with it, but they don't do it. They just don't do it.
Because they have to modify the damn place.
That's right.
That's why. And no one obviously has challenged them on it.
That's true. Only inner sight if we were to get
the other part
from somebody. Yeah.
Nobody stopped on Long Island, 631-484-3085, dog food, cat food, medical, 631-484-3085. All right, got some new information on Milton.
Oh, really?
And the show brought to you by the... Shelby's Kitchen, 124 South Country Road, Bellport, 631-286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen. And when you go over there, undoubtedly you'll see pictures of Milton, the guide dog, and new information, the district attorney in Suffolk County refuses to upgrade the punishment from a misdemeanor to a felony. Now,
not good.
We believe that the district attorney has the power to do that.
Yeah, they do.
But they're just claiming, well, we don't know for sure, but it looks like they do, that they're claiming that... That it's only a dog.
No. That's
so
not right. Yeah.
Call the DA in Suffolk County, Spencer Mendez. You know, ask him the question, what would you do if somebody knocked out your eyes? Put that question to him or his secretary and leave that kind of a message. That's what I would say.
I would say it this way, a little bit more detailed. When we go for, you know, guide dog training, that's the first thing they say. This is your eye. This is the substitute for your eyes. Well, if it isn't...
Yeah, but they don't
believe that. Yeah, they don't. If it
isn't,
don't believe
that,
stop deciding this case. Is guide dog thing. If you don't believe it is a worthy cause, you know?
If they believed it, then why isn't the school urging the district attorney to upgrade to a felony from a misdemeanor? Somebody answer me that.
How liable? Yeah, exactly.
The school should be setting the example.
That's true.
Anyway, the number is 631-853-4104.
853-4104.
And the message is someone's eyes were destroyed.
That's
it's
right.
Not just a dog.
That's right.
Treat it the same way that you would treat it if a person's eyes were destroyed.
Exactly.
That's the answer.
That is the answer.
And that's what we have to bring about.
That's right.
And
they
I'm getting that
from... dog property? Well, that's a shock, you know? That's how I feel about this. I said they still consider dogs property? You know, that's what they did years ago. They used to just consider your wife and your dog as property, and you just sit there and you take that. That's not right. We're not property.
Well, a guide dog
you know?
Is more than property under the human rights law.
I know. Well, they were considering the, you know, a guide dog and, you know, a regular person who's a woman as property. So are we all the way back to that stage again where we have to, you know, fight to vote, fight to do this, fight to do that because we're a woman, or that we're not only a woman, that we are fighting for our guide dog because they're considering it, you know, property, which it isn't. It's your eyes, period. No question
yeah.
about it.
Yeah, but it's not looked upon like that because the law doesn't allow it
that's,
to be looked upon
right.
like that. That's the problem. That's why the district attorney should set the example here.
Yeah.
Say, hey, we sure. believe it's a lot more than just a dog.
That's right. Or they'll say it's a pet dog as opposed to a regular guard dog or
well,
a regular
wasn't
service
a pet
dog.
Everybody
oh, I know that,
that,
but remember, I want you to remember one thing. Remember when we went to change the Animal Medical Center and what they said to you in a letter? They said your dog was a pet. And I just was like, this has got to change. And still from 2012 till now, it hasn't changed. And we've been talking on these airwaves. You watch and see. There'll be, God forbid, something even more than killing a guide dog that will be even more catastrophic.
Well, the law is not strong enough.
No, it isn't.
And the Congress refused to amend it.
That's right.
So, also, I recommended to Tom and Michelle that they're going to the lawsuit is supposed to commence shortly. And I recommended to them, I said, what the school should do, well, what you should sue them for, they should put up millions of dollars to pass a law and to license guide dog schools, you know,
that's
and appoint Michelle to be the focal point of that, and to be able to you know travel around the country or whatever way, and promote that.
Oh yeah,
the
definitely.
Guide dog school should pay for that.
Yes, they should.
That should be the lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And they also should turn the school over to Michelle.
Definitely.
So that we can get a law.
That's right.
That's what needs to be
they
done
won't
here.
Turn
so
it
I'm
over
hoping,
to Michelle. I'm just saying they won't turn it over to Michelle. It's going to be an uphill battle. But, hey, you never know. You could
well, there's
going to
be
here.
A press conference when they do the lawsuit.
That's cool.
So I'm hoping that point's going to be made. If I'm there, I'll make it.
Go ahead. I'll be helping you and standing
so,
by you with that.
Again, that number for Mendez, 631-853-4104.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And tell him to upgrade it to a felony to punish Milton's killers.
See, here's the other thing. If somebody's, like you said earlier, if somebody's eyes were poked out or if somebody, you know, went for a surgery and then something catastrophically happened, they would be able to sue, but not a person who needs a guide dog or a service dog. They're not allowed to sue. They're not allowed to be human. They're not allowed to have any, you know, thing.
They would be arrested and punished as a felon.
Mm-hmm. That would be nice. That would be nice. Yes, that is the difference.
We don't have that.
No, we don't. I agree with that. If we had it,
right,
then this would have never happened. Or it might
Third
have
Eye Insight, brought to you by Inner Sight, brought to you by the Third Eye Insight, Devin Fernandez, 631-445-3464. Learn how to protect yourself. Stay in shape. 631-445-3464. third eye, insight. This has been a site talking tonight about how people in nursing homes should have the right to have a service dog.
That's right.
Very important.
It's so bizarre how they allow you to have the right to have certain other things while you're, you know, in a nursing home. How come they just don't accelerate this and make it happen? Because it just doesn't make sense. You know,
well, you don't get much. What rights do you have in a nursing home?
Nothing. Period.
Well, you just said people have rights. They don't have any.
No, they don't have.
I
rights.
Know.
I'm sorry.
What do they have? They take your money. They take your home.
That's right.
They keep
those are
you
the
right
people.
There.
That's
you know?
True, too.
You have to meet a certain criteria to try to get an apartment to get out.
That's right.
That doesn't sound like many rights to me.
No, it's false rights.
You don't have your home health aid?
No, that's the worst, I think. One of the worst.
So you
are not allowed to
have
your home.
What do you
have?
You have no rights.
No,
you have
no.
to take whatever medical care they dish out to you.
Yeah, that's true, too.
There's no rights in there.
No, we don't have rights. Meant to say that.
Inner Sight.
We do.
Brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. My good friends, David and Audra Ross, attorneys, 212-425-1020, New York City. 425-1020, 212. David and Audra Ross. And
mm-hmm.
we honor Dave's mom, Eleanor.
Wow.
All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Kennedy Realty. 631-888-1186, Islip, New York. I want to thank the Islip Cleaners, Suffolk Bus, Olga Murray, some of our donors.
Yeah,
greatly appreciate that. And I want to thank my buddy Lou at the Chase Bank for stepping in and straightening out the Inner Sight account. Appreciate that.
That was nice.
All right, the number here, 213-816-1650, and we'd like to have your opinion. Do you believe people should have nursing service dogs in the nursing home? What anybody has an opinion on that? We'd be happy to put you on the air and talk about it.
Definitely.
So... I mean, those of us who know what a guide dog is, what a service dog is, certainly appreciate the
mm-hmm.
fact and understand that we wouldn't want to be without one.
That's true.
And can highly recommend that anyone who can use a service dog,
mm-hmm.
go for it. Now, what were you going to say?
Yeah, what I was going to say is that don't let people decide for you and say, oh, I can't get past this. Just do it, and you'll feel so much better that you're actually helping yourself and another person get one step closer to having a guide dog where they really need it all the time. That's what needs to be done. You know, but it's not.
Yeah. 829 New York, Inner Sight. And the schools can make and raise additional money on giving people service dogs in nursing homes. See?
Yeah.
But you see, I'll tell you why they won't do it. Because they don't
yeah.
want to disturb the system that
that's the truth.
Upholds the nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In other words, let's say let's say 5 million people in this country applied for service dogs. Mm-hmm. You know what would happen? That could put the nursing home, that could put the nursing homes out of business.
You sure can.
That's why the schools.
I could see that happening.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to have to modify the whole system. They're going to have to get the home health aides in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to have to get let people come in and train. They're going to have to evaluate the dogs with the disabled person.
That's right.
They're going to have to train people in wheelchairs and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to change the whole structure of the way the nursing home operates.
That's true.
And they're going to have to release some of that money so that the person can care for the dog.
The nursing home actually wouldn't mind that. I have a feeling that the
nursing
home. I know my phone is really wacky today.
Get closer to the phone.
Is that better?
What did you say?
I said that if the nursing homes agree to it and then they don't do it, then you know that's the guide dog school. But if it's the opposite, you know, where the nursing home, you know, doesn't want to do it with, you know, it's just saying no right at the get-go. Now I feel it should be, you know, a lot of people should just try for the heck of it at this point if they can get one, you know, and really make the nursing homes, you know, try to find out if it's them who's, you know, how would you say it, denying the person, or if it's just a regular, you know, where they're not actually helping people, which I think it's a combination of both. They don't want to help people get more independent because that means they'll leave and they have less money, you know, and just a whole bunch of things can
part of the problem is that there's no regulation or law if the person is turned down.
That's right.
For
the dog.
Guide dog, service dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of course, you can always fall back on Inner Sight.
Oh, yeah.
But we have a different criteria way than
That's
these schools do.
That's for sure.
But the main thing would be for masses of people to apply.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Send a message.
Definitely.
To these schools.
That
and to the Congress.
Exactly.
That there should be a law.
There definitely should be a law. If people want it bad enough, there should be a law to protect everybody involved.
Especially in view of
what happened
with the death of Milton.
Definitely.
That tragedy right there.
It's exactly that, a very big tragedy.
People are starting to say, where's all that money going that these schools are raising?
That's right. Where is it going? That's a good question. You know, you sit down and you say to yourself, now say, for example, they really answered that question and answered it truthfully. I don't know if they do ever do that, but that is what is needed. They answer something truthfully for once.
Well,
you know,
most of the money
nice.
Goes to salaries.
Oh, we know
no
that. Salaries and some other, you know, programs that haven't met. Right? Exactly. Yeah. I see that happening.
None of the money is going to teach people how to train service dogs on their own.
Now that's where it should be going.
It's not being spent on that.
No.
None of it is going to hunt down dogs in shelters.
Yeah.
And evaluate them and with the possibility that that you could get a service dog like that. The money's not being used for that.
No, it isn't. And that's a shame because there's a lot of dogs out there that go to shelters and could be used as a guide dog or service dog for that matter. Because, you know, there's also a lot of, you know, time where you have people not, they only want to add to the problem, you know, instead of take away from the rescue problem, you know.
That's why you need regulations.
That's right.
One of the one of the recipients of the lawsuit, well, they're suing the school and the individual who committed the crime, who killed Milton, and they're also suing the National Guide Dog Alliance.
Oh, you mean guide dog? Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, because they haven't done a damn thing. What have they done to pass a law to license the school?
Nothing.
Not one damn ass thing.
That's right. That's
in all the years that they've been in existence.
And you know what bothers me? They're getting money from the public to help people who are supposedly waiting on a list, which I just think that they want to waste some time and get more money. You know, that's my theory on it.
They're getting money from the school, too, that national.
Yes, they are. Yeah, they are.
Alliance. I believe they get money from the schools.
Yeah, they do. They also get money from the public, you know, who gives money to, you know, guide dog training and stuff like that for a person.
Oh, yeah.
I just think it's totally wrong. I'm sorry?
So, there's a lot to be said, there's a lot that needs to be done.
That's true.
Not every person in a nursing home can use a service dog. Now, that's true anywhere.
Anywhere,
whether
yeah.
in a nursing
be the same
home
person.
Or not.
Exactly.
But there are many, many thousands, I'm sure, who could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they definitely could.
Use service.
They'll
dogs.
Be used as both their aid, meaning the aid to get, you know, say, cross the street or go somewhere or do something with their dog and learn how to do that and become very comfortable with it. And then when they're ready to get out of the nursing home, which they're in a better place to be able to get out of the nursing home, as opposed to, oh, they can't, they have 24-hour need of care. By that time, you're already dying, you know. It's terrible. It really is. This should be changed, really changed.
Well, with the right dog, people could be trained how to work the dog, and the aid should be right there
in case
to help the person
problems
to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You know,
if
not
I had
not
that when I was in the
not bond with
home.
The dog, but
okay.
help the person.
Right.
To do it.
If I had that when I was in the four nursing homes that I had, it would have made my vision loss a lot less traumatic. You know, in that sense. You know, and I could have seen myself using a guide dog because I was a dog lover and I still am, but have to wait till I have extra money to be able to afford.
Well, dogs make
right
a big
now.
Difference in people's lives.
Oh, yeah, it does make a big difference. But I have to be able to afford the vet care. That's the biggest headache right now. We don't do that anymore, you know?
Well, the schools can make money on that, too.
Yes, they can.
They can help people with that.
Yes, they can.
And benefit from it. If a
person
can't afford
it. But they don't even do that because it's putting them out of the picture when they're, you know.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I don't know. They may pay for veterinarian services, some of them.
Oh, okay. I'd like to test that out, too, make sure that it's true.
Every school is different, but.
Yeah, I know.
they used to, some of them used to pay for vet services. I don't know what their policies, if they changed their policies or what, but
yeah,
it's easy enough to find. I'll just call the school and ask them.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line?
Oh, let me look. Hold on.
And
one
then
second,
get the
I
Able
have...
News.
Let me do that first, and then I'll look.
Yeah, Able
on
News.
Phone, so it's a little difficult
live
today.
On Inner Sight. Able.
All right, hang on.
Angela,
yes, we
Melanie.
Have somebody reading you.
Run the news, and then we'll...
We'll take them. Okay.
Take a phone call. Inner Sight.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts or events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two managers, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight live around the world. And did you say we have a caller?
Phone's acting up. Okay, got it.
What?
Okay, I'm going to let them through. You ready?
Okay. I can't understand what you're saying. Do we have a caller?
I'm sorry?
Do we have a caller?
You said yes. And now I said
all
it
right,
was
so let's take a call.
Okay.
Inner Sight. Hello.
Hello? Oh, hey.
Hey,
hello?
Katarina.
Catherine.
Hey, how you doing?
How you
all
doing,
right, what's
sweetheart?
Up?
Hello, hello. What's going on?
How you doing, Frank?
Hey, Rich. Yeah. I'm good, I'm good.
Hey.
Hey, you guys have a dog. Let me ask you. We're talking tonight about how certain people in nursing homes should be able to have service dogs. What do you think about that?
What did you say? Should it be allowed to have service dogs? What you think about it? He said, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would help them to get better, would help
yeah.
them to do more things, to be motivated.
That's
you know,
true.
Take care of the dog, feed the dog.
That's right.
Yeah.
And bring out the love and all that. Mm-hmm. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
And it would help them to want to go home.
Exactly, the biggest thing. Yep.
That would be a key part of it.
Definitely.
You know, when I get home, my dog's going to have their own room or whatever. I'm going to play with them and teach them this and that and the other thing. And,
That's
you know, that kind of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all for
sure.
People having... service dog and nursing home. What'd you say?
I said that if you have that, you know, going, you definitely will have, I'm sure you'll have people who are very interested in wanting to do it because a lot of them maybe even had dogs when they were at home and the family had to, you know, take them in because they're now in a, quote, nursing home, their previous owner, which happened to be their family member.
Yeah, that's kind of difficult. And what about the people who had service dogs and had to go into a nursing home and were separated from their dog?
That's a part of their badge.
What did you say, Rich? Dog,
I feel like, you know, some people that have to go in that have a service dog seem like they should have a spot where they can have their dog with them.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right. There you go.
Because, you know,
that's a good point.
Sometimes dogs bring
it is a very good
sometimes
point.
They bring you back healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we spoke about earlier. They should modify the system so the person can have their dog with them.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the, I had heard a story one time about how this man had a police dog.
Mm.
And when he retired, the dog really basically they wanted to put him to sleep, but the dog wouldn't let them put him to sleep.
Mm.
And they went to the hospital, and I think I don't know where I heard it at, but he caught the voice of the dog while he was supposed to have been in a coma or something, and he came back up.
Oh, there you go. I think
wow.
Some of these dogs are angels, I gotta say. Right there, please.
Now,
and he was his canine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought of something else. How many people's rights have been violated who had
mm-hmm.
service dogs and were forced to go into a nursing home and they couldn't have their dog? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's against the civil rights law.
If it's sure
a yeah, that's to me, that's a violation.
Yeah.
You know what bothers me too, Frank? When they retire the dogs, people don't want to keep them anymore, and then they start training another dog. Well, I understand you retiring it, you know, like say to a family member. It'd be a lot better to do that than to go back. You don't know if they're actually euthanizing these dogs. You don't know. I just happened to see one in a shelter, and it says former, guide dog, and the dog was 9 years old. But it doesn't mean that you totally get rid of the dog.
That's
you
not old for a guide dog.
That's
no,
not that's old at all.
That's
nope.
right. That's right.
That dog would just get him right.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of the schools force people to retire their dog at a certain age.
Yeah.
Are they forcing them to retire?
Yeah, because there's no law, so they get away with it.
And then they also say, oh, you need another dog. It's another dog that they have to raise about $100,000, $75,000 to $100,000 for. That's crazy. A lot of it goes to the, you know, people who, you know, basically similar to what happened to poor Milton. You know, you don't know if that happened before, but it just wasn't publicized. You know, you really don't.
That's not right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, so we were talking about that before, how the district attorney here in Suffolk County refuses to upgrade the punishment for this woman who killed Milton, you know. By the way, she's going to plead guilty in January.
Wow.
She's admitting that she's guilty.
That's right.
And they probably made her a deal.
That's probably right.
You know, admit that you're guilty, and you get off easier.
Yeah.
Or tell us other people who were involved. That's sometimes what they do. You know, they'll encourage them to
tell their
story.
Well, so far,
yeah.
As far as I've been told, so far she's not cooperating with that.
Wow.
I would make her cooperate with it.
Yes, I would.
The good thing I'm not the district attorney, boy.
Tell you
something. I'd be all over the damn news every day with this stuff.
Yeah.
Fine, every day I'd be on the 6 o'clock news.
Yes, you would be.
My boss would probably fire me, but I don't give a damn.
That's true. Or you'll be in contempt.
I'd be calling
for
a felony.
Contempt of court, Frank. That's what I could see you doing. He'll be calling
damn
me
right, man.
Saying, I need to get out.
What'd you
no
say,
money,
Rich?
Frank.
Hold it.
Oh, go ahead.
I'll probably be on the news every day, too.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'll be on the news right beside you every day, too.
Yeah. Damn
I'll probably
right,
be
man.
The same way.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Yeah, we need more people like you.
You know, stuff like that. Stand up.
Yeah.
Milton can't speak for himself.
That's right.
The damn district attorney's not speaking for them.
Yeah. But it's only a dog. It ain't only a dog. It's a person's eyes. You know? That's the first thing they tell you.
A misdemeanor. What kind of thing is that? Dog's dead.
That's
somebody's
right.
life.
If it was, say, beaten, would they be reacting the same way, or would they just, you know, that there's so many things that I could say to them. Nobody would do that in their right mind. But I have a feeling they did that, or she did that under other people's direction. She wouldn't probably, if she was a trainer and loved dogs, she wouldn't even be doing that unless she was really ready to lose her job, or they were going to put her in front of a jury for something else. You don't know what the
I did find out that she no longer works at the foundation.
Oh, okay.
Big deal. She doesn't belong
there.
Yeah.
All right, 851, New York, Inner Sight. And how's Pearl?
No.
She's doing excellent.
Yeah.
Pearl's all right.
Big man Pearl.
Yeah. Aww. Oh, that's so cute.
I'd love to come down there and meet Pearl.
Well, that'd be
cool.
She's
still getting smarter by the day, though.
There you go.
Getting smarter every day. Everything she sees, she almost can open the door now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah, no,
you
I'm
know,
not saying that was cool.
She's trying to take her paw and open the door.
She's a smart girl.
Smart girl is good. Well, we had a dog that used to take its nose, and there was a little gap between the door and the outside door, actually. And the house, you know, there was a little gap. She used to stick her nose in that little gap and pull the door open.
Oh, now, Pearl take her paw and pull the door open.
Yeah, she did do that.
If it's a little crack, she would take that paw and pull the door wide open.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And this was the dog that we had was small. She would go on her hind legs to do it. And it was so cute. But yet, you'd sit in there holding your breath just to make sure that she's okay going through that door. But she would get through it. No problem. She taught herself, too. We didn't teach her anything about that.
I had a dog, Shepherd, who I taught her how to open and close drawers.
Well, there you go.
You know,
there you go.
She's very good at it, too.
Yeah. Was she a retriever
drawer, close
type
it.
Of dog, or was she what breed?
What?
What breed was that dog?
She was a shepherd.
Oh, she was a shepherd, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice.
But she picked up things very, very quickly.
There you go.
You know. All right, Inner Sight, people in nursing homes should have service dogs. They should have the right to apply. They should have an equal chance to get the dog. And the agency should be helping them.
I do believe so. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. So that's the Inner Sight way, and what you need is a new law.
They might not want them in there because they might try to treat the patient wrong and the dog won't live.
That's true. It's happened, trust me.
Yeah.
You ever thought about that, Frank?
What's
no,
that?
We
say
all
that
thought
again?
About that with you when you said it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Wait a minute.
I said they might not want them in there because a good service dog ain't going to let somebody get treated wrong. Not who they with.
That's right.
That's a good point.
It really is.
Yeah, so they might
be
like,
point.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And maybe if they're not being cleaned up, the dog might start to react.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dogs have been known to do that.
That or if they're not feeling well and no
bell
is being answered. I could see also, Frank, if no bell was answered by the nursing staff for whatever reason, that dog will go into action and try to get somebody. I could see that happening too.
Start,
you know?
Barking.
No, anywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere.
There's a lot,
yeah,
that the dog can do to help the person.
That's right.
That's
I
why they don't
forget.
Want them in there. Because
that's
they don't
it.
Want people
and there's some dogs that,
to be helped.
And there's some dogs, I look at there, some dogs help people with seizures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They help a lot.
That's
they really
sure.
do. Their nose could sense that the person is getting a seizure. That's how astute
yeah.
the seizure dogs are. Or even if a person has low blood sugar, they could smell it as well, you know, and help them, you know, get help.
Yeah.
You know, at that point. I got to tell you guys, when I was, you know, when I had both my dogs, one of them used to lay down on my right side, and I had liver problems from the medicines I was taking and stuff like that. This dog, I told the doctor about it. He looked at the x-ray. He goes, oh, yeah, your liver, from all the medicine you're taking, it doesn't look so good. I was like, yeah, this dog was laying on it that whole time. My husband had a flu. After my husband, you know, caught the flu and everything, the dog left me and went to him temporarily because he knew that my husband had a fever. He had a high fever, too. Anyway, my husband started taking the flu, I guess, Tamiflu. They have this certain medicine, but that was neither here nor there. The dog alerted us to my husband having a fever, to my husband not eating well, to all of that. He went on the back of my husband
yeah.
with both of his paws. It's amazing what dogs can do, you know?
All right, Inner Sight, we got to get out of here, guys. So thank you so
yes.
much,
Katarina
and Rich.
Yeah.
Okay, you're welcome.
You're always welcome on the show, man. We always like to have you.
Oh, that's the truth.
All right. Well, I turn
right.
6-1 tomorrow.
Hey, Frank, he turn 6-1 tomorrow.
Yeah,
oh,
tune
good.
Us in tomorrow night. We're going to have some fun. We got the funnies here tomorrow night.
Yes, we do. Oh,
yeah, we need to get
Katarina's
going to
do a doggy dance.
All right. Take
All
care,
right.
guys.
Y'all be blessed.
Okay.
Can you guys
Thank you so much.
Hang up and pull back in if you want to listen to the rest of the show? My sort of...
Oh, the
I'm
show is just about over.
My phone. Yeah.
All right.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Inner Sight.
Thank you.
And we'll be with you tomorrow night on the funnies. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090, Inner Sight number. Don't forget Mendez's number, District Attorney, Suffolk
mm-hmm.
County, 853-4104. Demand a felony for the
That's
killing
true.
of Melton.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much. We'll be with you tomorrow night, Inner Sight. Goodbye,
Good night,
world. In a
Goodbye.
Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night,
Good
everybody.
Night.
Good night.